And welcome, everybody, to the virtual studios of Antion & Associates. I'm Tom Antion. I'll be your host for the evening. We are broadcasting tonight, as always, from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where people come in from all over the world to study internet marketing in the lap of luxury. Tonight, I hope, I'll be interviewing James Malachak from College Speaking Success. Is he there? He's sleeping? What's wrong with that boy? I'll tell you what, these young whippersnappers nowadays, we called them on the cell phone to remind them. We'll also be talking to Mike Stewart, the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you go back later and listen to last week's call, which will give you a bunch of tips on internet marketing, professional speaking, and success. Now, you can find that. The links to all the calls will be at the same place where you signed up, greatinternetmarketing.com/fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N. Now, I want you to mark your calendars also for the future calls. August 21st, we're going to be talking with Jeff Herring, the Internet Article Guy, and he will teach you how to use very short articles to really promote your business. Lots of tricks of the trade there that you don't want to miss. And you don't even have to write the articles yourself. That's the cool thing. That day we'll also be talking to Brendan Burchard, who is the number one guy, and he's a young man, just very, very slick young man, on sponsorship. He's gotten major sponsorship with the biggies. I think it was Sony Pictures, Walmart, Coca-Cola, those kinds of places. So you don't want to miss him. Also, August 21st. They'll be at 9 o'clock Eastern time. September 4th will be the Blog Squad, Denise Wakeman and Patsy Krakoff. They're going to show you how to brand yourself with blogs. And also, those of you that even have blogs already, you're probably not using them to the max, and they'll give you all the details on that. And they're also going to be on, this is September 4th, with Dr. Jeff Hawkins. Jeff has produced 2 30-minute television shows for me, and I'm kind of upset because now they're only half price, but I'm not really upset because they have literally made me a fortune. He's just amazing on the quality and what it can do for your career. You can watch one of mine, don't do it right now, at kickstartvideos.com. Kickstartvideos.com was a 4-camera shoot, just gorgeous television show that I've run. And I'll just give you an example while we're waiting for James. I ran this in Phoenix in a market that has 1 million homes in it, where the regular rate to run this was $776 for a half an hour. Jeff taught me how to do it for $117 for a half an hour. This is just amazing, and it's totally legitimate, and you can reproduce this anywhere in the country. So that's Jeff Hawkins. He'll be on September 4th along with the Blog Squad. And then September 18th, the fabulous Alex Mandosian, who'll be talking about teleseminar secrets. And even if you're doing teleseminars, this guy's going to tell you 1 million things that you probably don't know that could make you a lot of extra money. So those are the upcoming calls. Now, of course, these are all preview calls for the upcoming event called Fusion, which is my new concept seminar, which will be held in Los Angeles, just a short ride from the LAX airport. They've got a free shuttle to the Westin Hotel, October 17th to 19th. I just got an urgent message from James. Where's the number? See, that's what happens when you delegate everything. Hold on 1 second, folks. I got to give James the number. did you get it? Yeah. So he should be here in a minute. He's never going to live this down. I've known this guy for a long time, and he is going to pay for this, I'll tell you.
Hey, I don't want to hear it. I'm here.
I'm glad you could tear yourself away from all your Las Vegas dancing girl groupies to be with us tonight.
Actually, I was finishing up a teleseminar for Jack Canfield. I just got off of his call.
Oh, see? So there you go. A homeboy gets pushed out by the big celebrities, and I'm not good enough to get on my call on time. That's all right. We're living without you right now.
But, you're such a nice guy.
So I was just getting ready to say all this good stuff about you too. Okay. All right, folks. So at the event coming up, I'm going to be talking about internet, professional speaking, and success principles every day. And then I've got these fantastic speakers that are going to fit in throughout the weekend. So it's going to be a massively great event, Fusion, October 17th to 19th. Now, let's bring on James. James is the only person I've had on my teleseminars 6 times. Now, most people make it once if they're lucky on a teleseminar that I promote. A couple of them maybe make it a couple times. But this is the only guy that's made it 6 times because he produces. Now, he's a little late tonight. I know, like I said, those college people really can't, you know, tell time anymore. They're, you know, they don't teach that in college anymore. But he is the number one guy in the world. There are people trying to copy him and stealing his stuff and things like that. But he is the number one guy in the world to teach you about making big money speaking at colleges. And he's got a list of people from here to Las Vegas, I'm in Virginia Beach, that have made money because of him in the college market. And when he started, he didn't know a thing about how to get booked in the college market. Then, at one point, he was making $100,000 a month just speaking at colleges. That didn't even count all this internet stuff he's got going now. He's taught speakers, authors, trainers, coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs of all ages and backgrounds how to tap into the lucrative college speaking market. And just an aside, even though he's totally disappointed me tonight by being late, he is a homeboy of mine. I lived about 50 miles apart when we grew up, didn't really know each other, but it's a part of the world where people work hard, you can trust what they tell you, and he's kept that throughout his career, and that's one of the reasons, and he's on my program because, as I told you last week, if somebody has got poor ethics or character, they are history to me. This guy will never be in that boat because he's the opposite of that. James, welcome.
Hey, buddy. Thanks. And again, I want to apologize to everybody for being a little late. Then I couldn't find the number. But we're here now, so let's rock and roll.
All right. Let's get to it. tell them how you got started speaking at colleges.
Well, man, mine is so much different because I never planned on speaking. I didn't even know they paid speakers. I didn't know any of that stuff. And I grew up in the small steel mill town, like you said, and I just had a dream of writing a book. I just wanted to write a book that would help kids who were like me, the average everyday C student, basically, and it was to help kids land their dream job. And everybody would tell, you know, the C student that you could not land your dream job because you didn't make the best grades. And I said, that's a bunch of baloney. So I wrote this book to help kids who are like me because I did it. I landed my dream job as a C student, and I just wanted to inspire kids. So I wrote this book, self-published it, and then I realized when I got all the books that, okay, I got these books, but they're sitting in my office, and the bill showed up, and I got to figure out how to sell these books to make some money to pay for the bill. So I just started literally cold calling colleges in Southern California, where I lived at the time. And I would try and get anybody on the line and try and go speak for, you know, these schools. Well, man, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was calling, like, the janitor. And I'm calling, like, the school nurse and the librarian. And finally, somehow, I got in touch with a professor, and he found out that I had written this book for kids. And he's like, well, why don't you come in and speak to my class? And I went in, Tom, and spoke for that class. There were about 30 kids in the class. I sold 10 books at $10 a pop. I went out in the bathroom, and I started jumping up and down because I just made $100. And I just started thinking, man, if I do this 50 times, I'm rich. And I did that probably about 70 or 80 times before I ever found out that they actually paid people to speak. And once I found out they paid people to speak, I learned everything. I looked for somebody to teach it to me. There was nobody who actually really knew it. So through a lot of trial and error, I just learned how to do it on my own. And you know, as you say, the rest is history. I started making $100,000 a month when I was, you know, pumping it full-time just to colleges.
Well, tell us why the by the way, I don't you got me beat because I don't believe I've ever made any money while being in the bathroom, but that's another another issue. But, why tell everybody why there's money there. Why is this lucrative?
Well, it's real simple. If anybody ever went to college, if you went to college, you know that there's something you pay called an activities fee. And this activities fee is really small. It's like $10, $20, could be $100, $50, depends on the school. And the activities fee is no different than a resort fee at a resort. When you check into a resort, we all get dinged that $20 resort fee. There's no way to escape it. Well, the activities fee is the exact same thing. You cannot escape it. Every student pays it. It doesn't matter if you're on scholarship, doesn't matter if you're getting financial aid, if you're taking out loans. Everybody pays it. They always have. They always will. And it goes to pay for activities. It goes to pay for people like us, speakers, authors, trainers, coaches, consultants, poets, hypnotists. And let me just give an example because this really puts it in perspective. Let's say that there are 10,000 students at a school and the activity fee is $50. Well, if you multiply 10,000 students at a school times $50, what do you come up with, Tom?
A lot.
a lot of money.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
What was
now,
it? How many?
This is every semester or every year.
10,000 times 50 bucks is $500,000.
$500,000 to go to pay for activities. Some schools charge that every year. Others charge it every semester, so it could be as much as $1 million. Now think about this. Every year the fee is being charged. Every year the budget. So I don't care about corporations and associations slashing budgets. The money's always there for colleges because kids are always going to school. When September 11th happened, this will kind of put in perspective. When the 911 tragedy happened, Tom, I was flying to give a talk at Florida State University. The talk that night was canceled. The remainder of the talks for the rest of the month of September was not canceled. And the last 2 weeks of September, while a lot of speakers who were speaking only in like corporate market type, you know, deals couldn't pay their mortgage, I made about $40,000 the last 2 weeks in September after the tragedy because the money is always there.
Right.
And that's the real hidden niche, the college market. Plus, you get grants. You get state and federal grants coming into the schools. You get alumni donations. So when somebody says there's no money, I mean, I just taught you the whole reason why there's money right there.
Yeah, and the other thing is that it's kind of a nuance here is that they the colleges were busy, but all the corporate kind of meetings just canceled. So the people were at the school, so you're – engagement stayed, but a lot of my friends that were just doing corporate work all got shut down for months before people started traveling and doing the meetings again.
Yeah, because, you know, the first thing that goes in the corporate and association market, the first thing they always slash is the training budget. You know, so the first thing that's going to get cut out are conventions and meetings and speakers and all that kind of stuff when it comes to the corporate market. Well, it doesn't matter what happens in the college market because kids always go to school and kids always have to pay that resort fee, a.k.a. the activities fee.
And
you know, so
go ahead.
Big. No, I was just going to say it's a big, big, huge market. And my mission is just to let everybody – I think the pie is big enough for all of us, and I just want anybody who would like to make money speaking, I want them to learn about the college market because there's no reason why they can't do it. You just got to know the right way to do it, and that's what I'm going to share at your great seminar.
Yeah, and I've been on other seminars with you, and I've been through your entire seminar in Vegas and in Los Angeles. You showed like 25 different people that could hire you on the college that people would never even dream of to think of. Just give us one or two of them in a short time we have tonight.
Okay, well, let's think about this. If there's something called an activities fee budget, then that means there's somebody who controls the activities fee budget, and that person would be the student activities coordinator.
Student activities coordinator, all right.
Yep, and this person is in charge of, think about it, it's real simple. Just think about their title. This person is in charge of coordinating activities for the students, meaning bringing in speakers and trainers and doing that for homecoming and doing that for orientation and for the Greek students, meaning the fraternities and sororities, or for a career event, you know, basically all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main person, right, because they control that budget right there. There's also someone who is called the Greek coordinator. So if you were a member of a fraternity or a sorority when you were in school, then you know of the Greek coordinator because that person was kind of the person who oversaw all the fraternities and sororities on campuses. Well, they have budgets and they do programming specifically only for the fraternity and sorority students.
Right.
Well, heck,
and
think how many of those.
Right. And yes. I, like I said, I heard you rattle off at least 20 different people on a college campus that have control of a budget for their specific thing. And I know you talked about the ethnic student coordinator or something like that, that for black, what's it called?
Yeah, it's called Multicultural Affairs Coordinator.
Multicultural Affairs Coordinator. And
yeah.
And Black History Month, where you don't have to be black to speak there. And,
no, and the Career Center Coordinator, who does all the career events and helping kids with jobs, part-time, full-time, and leaving school.
So, yeah. So there is plenty. And the other thing that was very interesting that you said, that there wasn't hardly a topic that we could come up with that couldn't be, massaged to fit in something that's hired by colleges, where many of them would be cut out totally in the corporate market, but in the college market, they fly with no problem.
Well, let me give you an idea. I went to a college conference one time, and I kid you not, one of the keynote speakers was a lady talking about how to communicate and learn how to communicate from observing dolphins. I'm not kidding. I'm reading it in the program. I'm like, are you kidding me? And this was some marine biologist who said that we would communicate better as human beings, you know, in school, in the community, in business, if we started learning how dolphins communicated. And I'm sitting there thinking, you got to be kidding
me. Well, hard to dispute, though.
Yeah.
Would you argue with that?
But my point is, look, here's a person who was speaking at this college conference, and then, you know, I watched, this is what amazed me, Tom, I watched people who were students and coordinators of student activities in the audience just flock her after and start booking her for their campus.
My goodness. And see, what I'd have done is I'd have gone up and kind of like rubbed against her like Flipper. And I'll bet you she'd have slapped me. I said, I'm just trying to be like a dolphin.
Yeah, but your point is exactly right. There are so many. I've seen people speaking on campuses talking about UFOs,
mm-hmm,
and talking about, I know of ghost hunters who are speakers, meaning they come on campus and they teach you how to, I laugh when I say it, but man, I respect them because they're getting booked.
And they got paid for it.
Yeah, they teach you how to find the ghosts on your campus and stuff.
So I mean, we're being funny about this, but I mean, just about any topic you can think of can be sold on the college market. And I remember you telling us that your topic fits into certain categories as opposed to, the exact title of your topic. Maybe you'd have to change it a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's basically, you just adjust your speech, your presentation, whatever you're passionate about, the titling of it, you just kind of slightly adjust it if you have to fit in one of these 20 different categories, 25 different categories, and it's not that hard. Like, for example, creativity is not a category. I'm just pulling this out.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity is not a category, but leadership is a category. So you could simply title your presentation, How to Be a Creative Leader, now you fit under the leadership category.
That they book all the time, right? And you even did some gigantic leadership con. Wasn't it in the Hamptons or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went up to the Hamptons. They paid me $7,500 to go up to the Hamptons to speak at the school. And I was like, wow, this is cool. I get always wanted to go to the Hamptons. And they paid me $7,500 to come up and do it.
Awesome.
And it was all on leadership. And I'm not a big leadership trainer or speaker or anything, but because I had a topic that was on leadership, it's a motivational leadership one, they booked me to speak for their deal.
Amazing. And a lot of people think you can't sell products in the college market. Could you address that a little bit?
Well, keep on thinking it.
Leave more room for you to sell, right?
Yeah, a buddy of mine, Professor Joe Martin, he and I years ago were at a conference, and I never used to sell products like books and CDs because I thought you couldn't. I'm like, nobody's going to buy this. We were at a college conference for about, man, I don't even remember, 1,000 college students, something like that. And I didn't have any books there. He had his books, a $10 book. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm sitting there with him after. I'm just watching him after his speech. He sold 800 books.
Oh, my goodness.
$8,000 of a $10 book. I left there. I said, damn it, I'm going to go start selling books.
Yeah, see, I never thought you could have many even opportunities to sell and the kids wouldn't have money on them. But $10 is not a hard thing, I guess, to pull out. And if you did a good job, 800 books.
Yeah.
How many people were in the audience?
There were 1,000. He sold 80% of
the audience. God, that's really high. So he probably more than doubled his fee for that day. I don't know what he speaks for, but
I think back when we were doing that, when we did that conference, I think he was about $4,500.
Yeah, so he doubled his fee in the sales, so came out with $12,500 that day.
Yeah.
Not a bad day.
That opened my eyes, and I never looked back, and I've just been selling a lot of stuff. You know, ever since that day, I promise you, I sell more than most people on the college campuses because I'm even doing it. A lot of them don't even do it.
Well, because they probably think they can't, and that's one of the myths. I know you break a lot of myths about speaking at colleges when you present in person. What else besides the money is great about speaking at colleges?
Well, here's one that I really and truly really appreciate is. So you really get to shape young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're so impressionable at that time that you really, if you want to make a difference, well, these are our future leaders. So think about that. You get a chance to really impact some kids that are going to go out and impact the next generation and the generation after that. So that's one of the things that I really love about the college market is I'm helping kids that are going to change the world. And, you know, another great thing about from just getting booked to speak at the college level is you don't have to be famous. You know, you don't have to be like on Oprah and all that kind of stuff in order to get booked to speak. I'm sure a lot of people come on your call don't have any clue who I am. But, you know, I've done a lot of talks and done very well financially because of this college market.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be famous. Actually, you don't even have to be good in order to speak, so that gives you hope, Tom.
But I'll be on time at least. Hey, tell them about some of the that's a good point you brought up about you're not known. Tell them, just give them a couple examples of the speakers that I'm sure they never heard their name that are just cleaning up.
Okay, Will Kind.
Will Kind. Never heard of him.
Yep, never heard of him. He was one of the pioneers. I have a lot of respect for Will. He kind of paved the way for a lot of us. He's a guy like 25 years ago, and he's still out there today. Really good speaker. Rick Barnes out of Texas, not the basketball coach, but the speaker.
Tell him the kind of money they're pulling.
Well, I think Will's going out at about $6,500 a pop now. And, you know, Rick Barnes, boy, when he came to one of my boot camps, he told me he did 130 programs, something that year, 125, 130 programs at about $4,000 a pop. And this is what was amazing, too. 98% of them were only to fraternities and sororities. So that was a niche within the.
So that's 520,000 he did in the college market there.
Yeah. And you
that's
never heard
not,
of
that's just fees. And I don't know if he's got products.
Oh, that's true. I never even thought about the books. Jay Friedman out of Seattle. I love Jay. He's a great guy. He's like a sex educator, sex therapist. Kind of does the college market part-time. You know, does about 30 a year because he's running a practice. And he goes out at like $5,000. That's $150,000 for a part-time business. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, now before we so that's awesome, and I know you got 50 of those people you could rattle off. But before we get into the, I want to ask you the biggest mistake people are making. Tell them what you're going to cover in your session at Fusion.
Well, I am going to basically spill the beans, and anybody who wants to get started, this was something that you had asked me to do. Come in and specifically talk on the college market.
Right.
Well, I'm going to spill the beans A to Z. Here's what you need to do if you want to get started. Here are the people who have the money to book you to speak. Here are the categories. Here's how to take your passion and what you want to speak about and turn it into, you know, Tom, you and I are bred from the same cloth. I mean, I teach people how to make money.
Right, yeah.
Just like you teach people how to make money. So basically, I'm going to show you how to take your passion, your story, your speech, whatever you want to talk about, and put it in a way that you're going to make money speaking in the college and university market. Bottom line, I'm going to show you how to make money.
Yeah, and I'll just jump in here. I've seen and heard people that were in James's session leave the session, go out and make a few phone calls, and have sold some large amount of books or got a booking or something almost on the spot. It's like, you know, Chris Angel lives in Las Vegas now. He must have got a hold of James because people were doing just unbelievable things with his information. So, and I've personally seen it and witnessed it. It is just amazing.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, Tom, is what I show people about the college and university market, it's stuff they can use right away. It's not like they got to do this 3 years from now. I mean, it's like you go and here's what you do. Let's go make some money for you doing something that you want to do, helping the world with your message.
Right. It's not, folks, it's not any kind of get-rich-quick scheme. It is just real stuff that works now. That's the way James and I and the other speakers that will be at the event operate, is we want to give you real stuff that works, and it doesn't take 20 years to make it work. So, awesome. So before we close out with you, James, tell us, what's one of the biggest mistakes you see people making who want to get paid in the college market?
Oh, biggest mistake is, well, you know, it kind of goes back to what I had already started talking about. A lot of people still think, well, I can't believe it. There just can't be money. Well, there is money. And I just proved to you why it makes perfect sense because of the activities fee. Mm-hmm. And it kind of leads into the next mistake is they kind of go out there cold turkey and they try to do what they think will work rather than the actual right way, the right system, and learning it. And that's what I'm going to teach them at your seminar, the right way to do it so that they don't go out there cold turkey on their own.
Which you did.
Yeah, which I did.
And
oh my
spent
God.
A lot of years and money, I might add, to figure it out.
Tom, I figured it out one time when I was starting out, and I'm sure it was more than this, but it got up to a point where I had lost over $50,000 doing everything the wrong way, because the one big mistake also is that people think that marketing or getting themselves known to colleges and universities is the same as they do for corporations or associations or community groups or youth groups or church groups. No, it's totally different. It's like night and day, black and white, and I'm going to share the right way to do it. And it's so easy. It's not that difficult. You just—it's like if you don't have the right ingredients for a cake or a pie, the cake or pie is not going to work. But if I just share with you the right ingredients, it'll work every time. And that's what I'm going to do at your seminar, Fusion, for those who are interested in the college market. And I think everybody should be interested in it. Doesn't mean you got to make it your main focal point of your entire career or business, but you could definitely have a whole nother income stream coming in by doing very little work.
Absolutely, and so I'm thrilled that you're going to be there, and you're on what day? I forget. You remember? Oh, you didn't even know what time this call was. So how would you know?
I think I'm Friday, the very first.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right after my opening session, you're the first one. So,
yeah.
So folks, you do not want to miss this man. Yes, he's a friend of mine, but people don't get to be my friends that are slouches. This guy is the best of the best of the best at what he does. That's kind of, and I like to talk like young stuff. That's the way I roll with guys like
that's
that.
Right. I got the bling bling going on, Tom Antion.
Well, okay. Well, we'll see you there. So thanks a lot. I'm going to tell them what the deal is. Folks, if you'd like to attend Fusion and see James and all the other great speakers that we're going to have there, it's October 17th to 19th. You're still in the early bird discount section. So that's going to end absolutely August 21st. However, we do have limited discount rooms under our block, so you want to get signed up right away. You can still bring a teenager for free. So a paid registrant can bring a teenager for free, just like I do in my butt camps. And also, you can bring a friend. Now, one of the questions I got last week was, hey, Tom, I want to sign up right now, but I don't know my friend yet. And so do not worry about that. You have up until 1 week prior to the event. So you've got several months to come up with somebody to either share the registration fee with you or to pick someone to take with you that may be an assistant or someone that you care about. So you can bring a friend. It's almost like a two-for-one happy hour discount. You'll get a complete binder with comprehensive handout material. And then there's a bunch of bonuses. In fact, I just got it back today from the duplicators, a 2 hour and 12 minute DVD I created on how to operate a retreat center from your home, or allow you to buy a big estate home and have somebody else pay for it. That's just finished. Got back from the duplicators today. That'll be, and it's $197 DVD included as a bonus for signing up for Fusion. So that's one of the bonuses. You also get the Wake 'Em Up book, a 300-page softcover book, classic in the industry. You'll get Click, the Ultimate Guide to Electronic Marketing for Speakers. And another question I was getting last week is, Tom, I've been following you for a long time. I have some of these bonuses. Well, a lot of people would say, too bad, don't worry about it. There's too much trouble to trade off with you. No, I take care of people. So if you have purchased some of my stuff already that's a bonus, I'll make deals with you on the side so you can get different CDs or whatever it takes to take care of you, because guess what? That's the way I roll. All right. So we also have How to Be a Kick Butt Publicity Hound with Joan Stewart and I. It's the story of how to get on radio and TV all over the world. How to Sell a Ton at the Back of the Room. I'm one of the slickest there is at this. Usually beat everybody where I'm speaking, and my entire method is revealed on a 2-CD set. I'll also be talking about that at Fusion and teaching you my method. Also, we have VIP upgrades, so you can get reserved seating and a VIP dinner and a networking event and photo ops and things like that. Now, if you sign up from this call, like last week, I offered 3 hours of consulting worth $1,000 apiece. And that, I said this week it's going to be down to two. So if you sign up tonight, it's 2 hours of consulting with me personally on websites, professional speaking, success, whatever you want to talk about. And next week it'll only be one, and then the week after that, none. So I'm not kidding. It's only 2 hours tonight, but that's if you sign up from tonight's call. But that's still a great bonus. And if you happen to be a mentee of mine in good standing, you come for free. If you're a Butt Camp graduate, you get a $500 discount off the lowest price. The early bird price is $14.97. Remember, you can split that with somebody if you want. And if you pay all at once, you get an extra 30-minute consultation, so I don't have to do the accounting because I hate paperwork. So you get an extra half hour, or you can break it down to four payments of $374.25, and the last one will not even be due until after the event. That's how confident I am you're going to love this event. So sign up tonight at the bottom of the greatinternetmarketing.com/fusion page. And my pledge to you is that you're going to get super high quality information from people that I personally know and trust that will never renege on any deals they make or what they tell you. It all works. It's all true. Or they wouldn't be on my program. I can assure you of that. There's a lot of big name speakers that I know are scumbags, and they will not be on my program. So you can be confident that this is going to be a quality event. Yes, the people will have other home study courses and coaching programs to sell you, but nothing's high pressure. We're there to make you money. So let's get to the next order of business. Mike, are you here?
Of course I am.
Awesome, Tom. Awesome. Wow, we got another guy. This guy is another one of the good guys of the world. It's Mike Stewart. He's the president and founder of Sound Pages Incorporated. It's a complete multimedia production facility located in Atlanta, Georgia. Mike has composed countless radio jingles, television scores. He's produced and performed on music heard all over the world with many famous musicians. And I've actually seen Mike has a gold record. I don't remember what it's for, but it was very impressive. I've never been close or seen a gold record before. He has one. Now, Mike teaches attendees the benefits of owning the right equipment and utilizing it to record themselves to make quality multimedia audio and video information products that can be marketed for, listen to this, high profits. That's what we're all about, high profits. He's always on the lookout for new and innovative ideas, products, and hardware and software to benefit his clients. And the nice thing about Mike is, you know, you could spend 2% less maybe trying to search the internet to save a few dollars on a piece of equipment. But Mike makes video tutorials to help you learn to hook it up and use your stuff. Where if you buy them from some of these box stores in New York, and you say, hey, how do I hook this up? They hang up on you. They don't care. They just sell it to you, cheap. So he's really takes care of his customers. And again, Mike is one of the good guys. I've known him for years. I was partly responsible for helping him in what he's doing now. I'm real proud of that because he's a guy you can be proud of. Mike, I'm so happy you're going to be at Fusion, and I'm so happy you're here tonight.
Hey, Tom, you know, it's completely honest. Tom, years ago, called me up from a colleague and asked some questions. And I was willing to do it for him, and he says, no, you don't understand. You need to be paid for your knowledge. And he mentored me in so many ways that has built a fortune business for me. And when Tom says be there, I'll be there. That's how I feel about Tom Antion.
Well, thanks, Mike. Now, I'm hearing a little bit of noise in the background. Are you in a noisy location, maybe?
Who, me?
Yeah, or was that something?
No.
Okay,
no,
good. That's probably
Malinchak. Maybe somebody listening in, but I'm down in a quiet basement here
awesome.
In Tennessee.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You're in Tennessee. And that's another thing. Folks, you got to watch Mike's impromptu video he made on the Fusion sales letter to really show you how you can do stuff like right on the spot. He's taking care of his dear mother in Bristol, Tennessee. The video is showing you where he grew up in grade school. It was a really great representation of if you learn what myself and the other speakers know, you can go anywhere. You can, if something happens to your family or if you need an emergency or something goes wrong, you can still be in business, making a lot of money, taking care of business. So he's up taking care of his elderly mother, which I applaud him for. I've been through that myself for many years. But he's still able to take care of his family because of his expertise. So that's awesome, Mike, that you're doing that.
Well, it's just what's so powerful about learning learning what you're going to be teaching with the speakers at Fusion. It's given me the freedom and the power to do the things that are important in life. And my business hasn't skipped a beat. I miss my home of Georgia, but this is the right thing to do for my mom. And like I said, I just count my blessings. What if I was in a corporate job or doing something? They say, well, you can't leave. You know, it'd have been painful. So nothing has changed. So let's tell folks what we're going to do at Fusion.
Yeah, well, tell them why audio and video is so important to your business nowadays.
Well, here's what's happened in the last, you know, the Internet, for practical purposes, really started in 93 and 94. And for the first few years of the Internet, it was not audio and video friendly. The computer speeds, when I bought a computer in 1993, 94, when I started buying a PC, it was a 486. I don't know if you ever had one of those, Tom.
I had computers before that. My first computer had a 40 megabyte hard drive in it.
Well, I mean, I've been around computers since the 80s, and so I never really had a fear of them from owning a recording studio here in, when I was living in Atlanta. And that's what I did from 1979 to 99 is I owned a recording studio. I worked in television and radio, producing radio and television ads and doing sound design, you know, for all kinds of advertising. And I saw that even in 94, 95, when I got that really slow slow computer speed, slow internet connections, all these things, I saw that the future of the internet was radio and television, but it wasn't quite technically there. Well, if we move forward, you know, 15 years, which really is amazing how far the internet has come in such a short time. The computer speeds are super fast. Internet, we're up to over 75, almost 80% broadband in most U.S. and Canada and most commerce countries. And broadband is prevalent all over the world, meaning fast internet connections. The combination of fast computers, cheap software, and high-speed internet connections means that the internet is not computers. The internet is radio, television, and print communications. And what people did to make money online was only use print strategies, things that they learned from the masters of direct mail, things that people learned from making the best possible dialogue and text to convince somebody to become a customer or take the action, what I call direct response marketing. And you know, direct response marketing in snail mail, putting a stamp and mailing an advertising piece to people's mailboxes, there was a whole science to that, all the way back to Claude Hopkins and scientific advertising, which, by the way, that's a free book on the internet everybody should read.
Right. Say it again, Mike.
Scientific advertising.
By Claude Hopkins.
Yeah, by Claude Hopkins. If you search Google for scientific advertising by Claude Hopkins, it was written in the 1900s, but the strategies are still applicable. Everywhere it says mail or direct mail or postage, replace internet, and it still works. So what I knew is that when the technology caught up, that the strategies of radio and television would also work because we're all human beings and we respond the same ways. And so what I knew the disconnect would be is that people would not know what to say, what tools to use, you know, how could they use their computer with, combined with a few simple tools to make compelling audio and video that was used to make a business. And that's what I've dedicated the last 8 years of my life. In fact, it all started with a conversation with Tom Antion one day. Tom calls me up and says, Mike, how do I take my laptop and use it to make an audio product? You remember that conversation?
I sure do.
And I said, well, you need this, 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 and this. And he said, oh, that's too hard. Make it simpler. And what I learned from Tom Antion is that you've got to make sure people overcome the fear of not trying. It's got to be to where they are convinced. And what I'm going to do on stage at Fusion is prove to you that beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's just a series of point and click. And if you take what is in your heart and in your mind and capture it and turn it into a digital audio file or a digital video file, there is all kinds of opportunities on the internet and in product creation that can make you wealthy. And I got a feeling that audio and video has done pretty good for Tom Antion.
A little bit. Hey, but I want to jump in here for a second, Mike, because what I don't want people out there thinking and saying is, well, yeah, he was an audio engineer. Yeah, well, he's got a gold record. Sure, he can do it. And back when we had that first conversation that I hammered you over the head, you got to dummify this for me and my buddies because we're dumb when it comes to this. And that's pretty much what you have done is dummified it, taken out all the heavy lifting so that people like me can take advantage of it, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing is that this is not about being a complicated audio engineer. I'll tell you what is complicated. Music creation is what most audio engineers spend their whole lives and careers. But the most important element is information creation, information product creation, a spoken word CD, a talking head video. These are simple strategies that you will see evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt that anybody can quickly do. There's just a handful of steps. And what happens is when you get to the point where you don't have any fear to get in front of a microphone and say something that's intellectual property of your heart and mind and soul and your expertise, you can make audio products. I mean, products like Camtasia screen capture video. What would Tom Antion have done without knowing about that software?
Oh, my God. I've been using it for 8 years. That's what I use to speak on stage with now.
Exactly. So in other words, there's tools that people don't know about. And what I'm going to demonstrate is if you can point and click, and I actually say this on stage, you have to learn to say something intelligent, and I struggle with that every day of my life.
Well,
but if you can do those skills, have something to say, people have so much information. And as a speaker, you get on stage and you deliver it to an audience. But if you capture it, it becomes a product, it becomes a marketing message, and it can be delivered all over the world via the Internet.
Yeah, and Mike, I got to put you on the spot. And you're a person that has spoken about this openly. And, you know, one of the things you're going to be teaching people is how to make a video sales letter. Can you tell
right.
them a little bit about the background and some of the difficulties you've had that that pushed you in that direction, and that, you know, many of your sales letters now are not written, they're video.
Well, exactly. One of the history of me getting online, you know, you and I went to a lot of internet marketing conferences back in the early days where we were learning about copywriting, what to say on a web page, strategies to build lists, all of that good stuff we're going to be learning at Fusion. But one of the things that I didn't have when I got started was the funds, the ability afford to hire copywriters, and I didn't have the ability to write the sales letters that would convert. But what I did know how to do was create little 1 and 2 minute video messages that would sell products and services. And one of the things that I realized that there was cheap video software, and if I could do a small little strategy called problem, agitate, solve, and then call to action. Just it's a very simple little formula.
Problem, agitate, solve, call to action, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
For instance, I don't care what the product or service is that you're trying to convince somebody to use, and that's one of the strategies that I'll be teaching at Fusion with a lot of case studies and a lot of demonstrations, humorous, fun stuff that we're going to have a good time
yeah,
with.
Yeah, he is a fun speaker, folks. I got to tell you that. He's going to show up in his... And it's Hawaiian shirt.
You better believe that. I people say, how many do you have? And I say, one. I wash it when it needs it. And that's not true. But the bottom line is that with that strategy, I can, you know, with the Internet, we know how people are getting there. We know through all the tools that exist, and we won't be talking about it in my presentation, but I'm sure others will, and you will be too. In Internet, we know how somebody got there from keyword searches or whatever. So since we know how people got there, we can talk to them directly. We know what problem they have. We can tell them how bad the problem is if they don't get it resolved, and then we can show and prove that we have the solution. And then the call to action is, if you're ready to buy, click the buy button. If not, you know, at least identify yourself so that we can follow up. And, of course, there's money in follow-up. And you've got to admit, building a list and building convincing sales messages online turns into money. And that's what we're going to be teaching. So the video sales letter is all the psychologies of a written sales letter, but how you can use what I call the five modalities of video. Those five modalities can convey more information in the shortest time possible than any other approach online, because you have the modality of multiple images, the modality of spoken sales copy, doing the problem, agitate, solve formula. You have the ability to emphasize those sales points of copy with the bullet points of text that can be visual, synchronized to what you're saying. And then the two most psychologically motivational elements, music and sound effects. And I'm going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt anybody can use these five modalities in videos. And when you put a one-page sales letter with a headline and a reason to watch the video, I call that a video sales letter, and I'm going to build one from scratch in front of everybody to show that it can be done in a matter of a few minutes and make a compelling message to buy a product or service.
Yeah, and I want to expand a little bit more on the value of them, too, because what I was driving at a little earlier is Mike had some reading problems as a child, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, he told me that he'd get an A on a movie report or something, but flunk a book report.
Well, here's one of the things that I never understood about myself until years later, and I was able to research it on the Internet. I discovered that over half of the world are audio and audiovisual learners. In other words, they, although we can read text, we do not have the same comprehension level as when we're watching and listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would be interesting when I started understanding that I am an auditory learner and that the statistics are over half of the world cannot comprehend your message. You could have written an incredibly powerful, compelling sales message in text, and over half the world could read it and not comprehend and get the message. Well, that was who I was, because I used to read information. I would fail the SAT test because it was, I would read a paragraph and they test you on comprehension, and I'd fail that every time. And even if I read a book and did a book report, I wouldn't get a good grade on it. But I could watch a movie or watch an audiovisual, remember everything, and comprehend everything. So I discovered, like many other people in the world, I'm an auditory learner. And I'm also an audiovisual learner. That's how I consume information. The beautiful part about a video sales letter is it takes up so little space on the web page in what we call in the fold.
Mm-hmm. Above the fold, yeah.
Above the fold. Well, the video sits in the fold, and you give those 50% of us a chance to say, hey, you can read the information or you can click and watch. And when you do that, you double your opportunities to make sales. And I know you've been... You're a consummate tester. I don't think you'd be putting videos up on your web pages if they weren't giving value to you.
No, I certainly wouldn't. And now it's so easy compared to what it used to be. It used to be one little inch square video that people would have to pick what player they wanted to see it in and download it. Now with Flash Video, people, you know, all the browsers have it. You can run it on any cheap crap server. And it's easier than ever to make gorgeous video that's even sometimes full screen, but, you know, decent size where people can actually see it.
Well, it's just the technology here, the computers are here, the speed is here, and here's a little bit of major proof. One of the most visited websites on the Internet is YouTube. People are watching television on computers now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the advent of the iPhone, There's millions of users in iTunes, and you don't get into iTunes unless you learn to make audio and video content. All the social marketing websites like Facebook, MySpace, and so on, they all accept video. So there's video marketing. There's video article marketing. There's viral marketing of video. There's traffic generation with video. There are so many reasons to learn to make audio and video content that if you don't put that in your mix, you're missing a huge opportunity. And we're going to show you that when you watch my presentation, you're going to say, well, in fact, this is the comments people give me, Tom, is they go, you know what, after seeing that, I know I can do this if I just apply myself.
Yeah, exactly, because it is not any kind of rocket science. It's just that Mike has figured it out, dummified it, and shows you in tutorials and just point and click certain places. And, yeah, sure, it takes a little bit of a learning curve, but what doesn't that's worthwhile? But it's never been easier than this. Now, we're having the blog squad going to talk about branding yourself and blogging stuff, but Mike's going to tell us some stuff about blogging that's a little different than what they're going to tell us. Tell us about that.
Well, and I respect those guys, and I look forward to what they have to say, because everything about blogging that they're going to be teaching is invaluable. But the blogging technology, I hate that they called it blogging. You know, and it's because what it is I'm 50-plus. I'm not going to ask your age, Tom, but I know. But the bottom line is, as our generation goes, what? You know, I get this question over and over, what's a blog? Well, I'm going to tell you Mike Stewart's definition of a blog. It's a way to make web pages without having to learn how to make web pages.
Mm-hmm. That's a good, simple explanation.
That's exactly what it is. It should have been called a simple way to put pages up on the Internet, a simple way to put information up on the Internet, a simple way for a dummy to get audio, video, and text and pictures on the Internet. And so what I'm going to be talking about blogging is, one, listen to the blog squad. You need to do blogging. But, two, you can use WordPress blogging technology to put up pages, to put up sales letters, to put up order forms, to build community, to build relationships. There's so many uses. I actually have got case studies of crazy businesses like an exterminator who's become number one in the world for yucky, nasty bugs because he has Yucky, Nasty Bug Facts blog, and he does what's called conversation marketing. Conversation marketing is where you build relationships and you explain to people how to consume your products and services. And we're going to be demonstrating all of that. It'll all make sense when you come to Fusion and see it all.
Yeah, and you're going to be up there 90 minutes, and you're also going to have a lot of your equipment set up, right, at a table during the event so that people can look and see and touch and check it out, right?
I'm going to get out there as soon as I can. I will probably get out there later Friday night, but
okay.
I'm going to be there the whole weekend, and I'm going to have a table. And I'm not one of these speakers that disappears. I want to meet everybody. I want to answer your questions, and I don't want anybody that when something clicks with you that you don't have an opportunity to get your questions answered. And let's make, you know, what excites me is when somebody I've enlightened to showing them how to do something has taken it to the nth degree. That's what you did, Tom. I mean, I'm proud to say you said you were proud that the things you've done for me. Well, I'm also proud that I was able to help you with audio and video, and I know where you've taken it, and I know what it's meant to your business, and it just that's what I want to see happen for the people that come to this event.
Yeah, and the other nice thing about this, if you can just get the skill to make some of these simple videos. Then you have the skill to expand to video products which have a really high perceived value and super high profit margin. For instance, the video I just produced, the one that's going to be one of the bonuses, is a $197 video. It doesn't cost me any more to duplicate it than a CD. So it's less than a dollar and a half or something to make a $197 product that's going to sell like hotcakes. So
exactly.
Extreme high value if you can just get this little skill. And if you just get the tools, you can even get young people to help you. I mean, I put an ad on Craigslist for video help, and I have to shut the ad down because so many people are jumping on this bandwagon, and they're cheap. So you can get assistance easily to help you shoot and edit these things. But when you see what Mike does, you'll say, well, I don't even know if I need that because it is so dummified.
No,
I guess that's a good word, but it's basically point and click.
It's never been this simple. And the thing you cannot outsource is your voice, your brain, and your face. And I used to be
I'd like to outsource my face. I got that face for radio, they say, right?
I have a face for radio, too. But you know what happens to me, Tom? Because I'm willing to say, okay, look, you know, this is what you get. You know, I'm me, and you're just going to have to understand that if you want to hear me, you got to have to look at the face. But the reality is every day people say, see, you can't fake sincerity. You can't fake enthusiasm. And I'm passionate about what I teach people. And every week people say, in fact, the other day I got a message from somebody, I've been watching you online for 3 years. And now I see how you really could help me. He has been consistently watching my videos for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
unbeknownst to me, and now that's converted over to a money making.
I've
opportunity.
Heard that same thing, but in the beginning though, you were a little reluctant, weren't you, to get on video?
Well, I thought, well, who wants to see me? I'll just scare people. And I used to just shoot products and do voiceover. In other words, I'd show the product and talk about the product and never get on camera.
So that's a way people could start if they were a little nervous about this, right?
Of course you could. You know, I've actually sold products on eBay just walking around with a camcorder and talking about them. There are so many strategies to get your toe in the water. The thing, you know, I can guarantee you, try nothing, I can guarantee your results. But I can't guarantee your results if you try a few of these strategies. And the reality is the Internet is now television and radio. And the only disconnect is you don't, you know, if budget is an issue of, you know, I don't want to pay somebody to do something to find out it doesn't work. So when you learn to do these things yourself, you can fail very cheaply and learn what does work. And eventually you'll run out of things that don't work. And if you're a speaker and you don't want to have to learn about doing video, it drives me crazy when speakers don't have videos on their websites or they do them improperly. They don't do them in a format that people can see. You know, there's just so many little things that if they tweaked it just a little bit, then they would learn how valuable this would be to their business.
Now, Mike, give them some of the places where they can see some of your little video sales letters, like for your equipment and teleseminar equipment and stuff like that. Where can they go look at those?
Well, the one place, obviously, my center website is my blog, fromthedeskofmikestewart.com. You can see a lot of videos there.
Wait, hold on. From the desk of Mike Stewart, MikeStewart, MikeStewart.com. Mike from the desk of MikeStewart.com.
Right. And then WordPress Video Sales Letter is a great example of using logging software for a sales letter.
All right, hold on. WordPressVideoSalesLetter.com, right?
Right, exactly.
Or is it plural, letters?
No, just sales letter.
Okay, WordPressVideoSalesLetter.com.
Yeah, that's a great example. And, of course, I invite them to definitely go to the Fusion webpage and see the little video.
Oh, that video, yeah, that's a unique video that... I had a tear in my eye watching that one. That was very touching.
Well, thank you for putting that up there. It was from the heart, and I'm sitting here in that little house, which is right next to my elementary school. Which amazingly, they started tearing it down today. They're going to build a new school.
Oh my goodness! You shot the last video of the thing.
I shot the last video of that school. That school will probably be gone here in a couple of days.
My goodness! Take some more video.
Also the future is so bright. Things I haven't even told you yet, Tom, I'm going to be talking about a little bit.
October, there'll be a lot of new stuff by the time we get there.
Yeah, well, as fast as the Internet goes, of course there's going to be new stuff. One of the things that I'm experimenting with right now is live broadcast TV.
Mm-hmm.
Teleseminars are not going anywhere, and they're easy, and everybody should. If you're a speaker and you're not doing teleseminars, you're missing the boat. But one of the things that I've actually made money with this year, and one of the fellow speakers, my good friend Jeff Herring, is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
He and I have been doing live TV shows that have been converting to money, and there is some new software out there that is just going to the ability to do stuff on the internet and broadcast on a shoestring budget is just phenomenal.
So by October, you'll be able to show us what you've been doing on that?
I will definitely, people take a look at ustream.tv. It's free.
Spell it. Spell it.
U, the letter U.
Oh, the letter U. Okay, it's not Y-O-U.
Yeah, it's the letter U, STREAM.tv. Everybody can go there and get a free channel tonight. And I'm not even an affiliate for this, but I'm going to tell you, this is a piece of software I'm testing right now for live broadcast. It's called webcammax.com. Webcammax.com. Tom, you're not going to believe this, but you can run a camera, your screen, draw pictures, and you do effects and switch between all of them live and record all at the same time.
Oh, my God. See, folks, this is the kind of stuff Mike loves to keep up with, and I never heard of either of those sites. And so that's why I pay for training. That's why I hang out with people that know what they're doing. And that's what I want you to do at Fusion. I'm going to bring together the best of the best of the best on earth on these topics that you need to know about, because you can blow a lot of money trying to figure this stuff out yourself. So, Mike, you're going to have 90 minutes on stage. You're going to be with us at least all day Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday.
You'll have
some
equipment set up that they can look at, right?
I'm going to bring my latest new studio, one you haven't even seen yet, the 2020 studio.
Okay.
I'm going to bring my flip digital cameras and my monopods and show how people are selling cars and houses with video and with nothing more than a flip digital camera and a monopod. And we're going to have fun. We're going to answer questions. And I just can't wait to meet everybody in L.A.
That's right. And you'll be hanging out so they can ask you questions and stuff in the crowd. You're not one of these slam bam, thank you, ma'am guys, right?
No. I wish I could come out earlier Friday, but you were gracious enough to let me excuse me on that Friday because I had a commitment.
Right.
But I'm gonna catch a Friday night plane. I'm gonna get to L.A. and I'll be bright eyed, bushy tailed on Saturday. Whenever you want to have me Saturday or Sunday speak, and in the meantime, I will be there. And if somebody wants to know about audio and video, we're gonna show them how it's done.
Awesome, man. Thanks a lot. Tell the wife I said hi. That's just two of the fantastic speakers you're gonna see at Fusion. This is a new concept event. This is a combination of a lot of things that can make you successful. Actually, there was a lady here today at the retreat center. She's only done one and maybe a quarter of the whole Fusion thing, and she's making sometimes $20,000 in a month. She's been doing my system for a while. So this is real. I'll just give you her name if you want to check her out. It's Joan Stewart, the Publicity Hound. She was here all day taking some advanced training from me today, and she's been working the system, and she doesn't even speak. See? So you don't have to speak. It's good to know about it, and it'll accelerate your your success, but you don't have to take advantage of Fusion and the things we're teaching you. So I got a special deal from this call. The first person that signs up for Fusion from this call is also outlined all the other bonuses you're going to get, plus 2 hours of consultation from me. You're going to get an hour consultation from Colin Martin, who is my assistant in charge of my entire social networking operation. So he knows all the nitty-gritty tricks of the trade to take advantage of that half a billion people that are out there, and it won't cost you a nickel to tap into them. So the first person that signs up tonight, if you go to greatinternetmarketing.com/fusion, will get, in addition to everything else, all the bonuses, all the CDs, all the books, will get an hour-long consultation with Colin in addition to everything else. So it's $14.97. You can tell what friend, you can bring a friend. That friend doesn't have to be named until a week before the October event. We have VIP upgrades where we have reserved seating, special photo sessions. We have VIP upgrade is going to get you the entire recordings of the event also, which are going to sell themselves at the event for $4.97 and $6.97 after the event. So that alone makes the VIP upgrade more than worth it. We've got only so many rooms in our room block, so make sure you get signed. As soon as you get signed up, you go ahead and book your room also. We've got a discounted rate for you. That's Fusion. Now, mark your calendars for August 21st, where we'll be talking to Jeff Herring and Brendan Burchard. But sign up now. August 21st is the drop-dead early bird deadline, where the price is going to go up to $19.97. Don't forget, we have a four-payment plan. You can sign up for that tonight. However, if you do, just throw it on your credit card, the whole $14.97. You get an extra half hour in addition to the 2 hours consultation with me. And I'm $1,000 an hour, so that's a $2,000 bonus right there. And trust me, I lay it on you when you talk to me and give you things that will help you. So we'll see you at Fusion. Sign up tonight, and we'll check you again August 21st with Jeff Herring and Brendan Burchard. I'll be sending out the recording to this probably a little later tonight if you want to listen again to some of the tips that James and Mike gave you. Tom Antion signing off. We'll see you at Fusion.